Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I hope you've recovered from your turkey hangover. It's the weekend, and that was a couple days ago, but a true food fest where I was. What about you, Barbecue Bob?
It was a little different for me this year, and because I'm on a very strict diet, so it was torture.
Yeah?
It was torture. Absolute. I mean, it's been torture for 3 weeks.
Yeah. So is the diet worth it? I mean, there's a good side of that, right?
Yep.
So with every good thing comes some sacrifice and work,
I'm down
right?
20 pounds in 3 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So and you're not living in the bathroom
to do that? I don't get disgusted quite as much in the mirror when I get out of the shower.
Right, yeah.
It was really hard at deer camp, though.
Oh, yeah. I bet it was, because that's where you just want to load up on whatever's within reach and quick.
I'd have to say I had a small fail there.
Well, right. I mean, it was a fail or it was a success, because it was deer camp. The last time we talked to you live, all of you listeners, is Barbecue Bob and I were pre-deer camp. Last week we were at deer camp, and this week we're back. But deer camp stories, I had a great time. Again, didn't bring the gun out of the case, because I go up to be a visitor.
Designated driver?
Right, yeah. No, I had one of those too. Yeah, thanks to my buddy Greg Palazzolo. But we made it over to the Sobey Meats, has a wonderful deer camp. And then we went over to Siciliano's Market here in town. They have a deer camp as well. They're, as it turns out, by way, the crow flies less than a mile apart. I didn't know it till
and
I got there.
And their friends.
And their friends. And people were hopping from one camp to the other.
That's funny.
So it was all good. But the Siciliano camp, at one point in the middle of the afternoon on Saturday, there were over 50 guys there. They just all roll in, and we're all,
I guess, when you own a beer store, a lot of people are
going
to come to your
camp. But we were, we had full trailer smoker going with all kinds of sausages and turkeys and all kinds of goodies that came off of there, and lots of fun was had. Yeah,
the deer were all watching, laughing.
Right. Yeah. Well, so I got a story, real quick one. When I was over at Sobey's camp on a Friday night last week, and anyway, long story short, I'm going out to lose a beer before I put another one in, and I'm looking down the hill, and there stands six deer at the bottom of the hill at about 125 yards. And I just quickly slip back into the cabin and tell the guys, and one of them took a shot at one. And unfortunately, he hit it, but he didn't put a lethal shot on it. So 3.5 hours of later of tracking it through the woods, we did not find it. And we ran out of flashlight, and we ran out of time, and I only had brought two beers with me. We thought we were going to go down there and pick it right up, and as a matter of fact, we tracked it for a mile and a half.
And you were just wearing a vest.
I was, yeah, right. And and I did have good boots on, but it was a little bit of a goat rodeo. And but anyway,
that'll sober you right up.
Right, it kind of did. Yeah, right.
So you didn't need a driver.
Right, yeah, little chilly out. But anyway, those are the stories that we'll talk about for years from deer camp. But
right.
How'd your hunting go?
I bet the fellow that took the bad shot felt pretty bad.
Well, he did, and he was right out there with us. I mean, you know, in all defense, there were four of us, I guess, that went out, and because we thought we were just going to go down and find it.
What
and,
was he shooting?
I think a .06
scope.
But, yep, but it was downhill. But anyway, that's all I'm going to give you.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
I can fill in the blanks. This is what time?
Right. Oh, right before dark, like 5:30. Maybe 5:15, 5:30.
Yeah. So he'd been sitting around the camp all afternoon.
I think he was there. Yeah,
might have been. Yeah, might have been a little relaxed.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. When he closed one eye, the other one might.
He's lucky to hit the leg.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, sir.
Yeah, right.
Didn't see the orange.
Right.
Uh, Well, my deer camp was really different this year. Number one, I always go up to Whipple Lake, and I hunt a few days before season with bow, which is like an awesome time to hunt bow. And that was really quiet. There was not a lot of movement. So I was by myself, you know, in the 52 Trotwood every night, oil heater. It was cold as heck, but not much deer movement. And it was kind of depressing. I was like, holy cow, what am I doing wrong? Well, we moved the camp this year, so we changed the patterns. And so I decided, all right, I'm going to have to change my patterns as well, which is a good thing because it forces you to rethink the area you're used to hunting and not do the same old thing.
Right.
So as it turns out, I put my doghouse in a new location on top of a hill watching a different valley.
And the doghouse is a blind, not one with your real dog
in it. Yeah, it's a Browning I got from Allen Bob's.
Right.
It's beautiful. It's got the flex rods that just pop open. You can sling it over your back. And I've got this awesome aluminum chair that folds, that pivots. I had the most perfect place to sit I could have possibly had. And I also had my Muck Arctics, which I got there. My feet stayed warm. So I was really in great shape there when it came time for rifle season. And opening day, opening morning, I only saw like a doe or two. At 3:15, I got in my blind at 3, a little late. At 3:15, the deer started wandering through because the snow kicked up. And it's starting to snow. And I had a steady stream of traffic for 20 minutes. I had a spike, a doe, a really nice 4-point, and then a really nice 6-point, and then his brother. These racks all looked identical. So it was father, son, something maybe, I don't know. Right. But then an 8-point with some does came through, and I'm eyeballing this 8-point, and it's opening day, and you know I've seen better 8-points up there. So I let him pass. It was really a hard choice to make, but I'm still a little torn over it because, you know, it's like, oh, I don't have a deer yet. But, you know, if this guy makes it through the season next year, he's going to be amazing.
Yep.
It just didn't have the mass that it should have had. And I don't need another 8-point rack.
Right.
What good is that?
Right.
I'd rather have a doe in the freezer or a couple of them.
Right.
Because I want to do jerky and sausage and I want a bunch of steaks.
Sure. Sure. So there you are.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, you make decisions.
We got all those samples from Better Made.
Yeah.
I brought the remainder of that one little box with a variety in it.
Yeah.
I brought that up, and so it kind of violated the diet, but it was really nice to have popcorn and pretzels. And,
yeah. They make those little shoestring potatoes, too. Those
I didn't get
good.
Any of those.
Yeah, ooh, those are good.
Yeah. I want to try their new chocolate-covered potato chips. It has Saunders chocolate on the outside. That'll be really good for the diet.
Yeah, right. They rank right up there with the diet busters of all time.
Better Made.
They're awesome. But anyway, so I brought a bunch of lamb chops up to camp, and we ended up not using them because that's a Siciliano camp thing that I usually do. And I get there, and their smoker was full
of much meat.
Oh, there was so much everything there. And they had a picnic table, and it was just like stuff was falling off it. There was so much there to eat, and every dude that rolled
like
in
family Christmas.
Brought more stuff. Right. And, you know, so I did do some dips and stuff that I brought out there, but, you know,
so
at the end of the
day.
So
you did the lamb chops the next day?
No, actually, I brought them home, and I cooked some for Michelle and I, and the rest of them are in the freezer. So we'll report back on those, how they freeze all seasoned with olive oil on them, because I marinate those in a garlic olive oil from Old World Olive Company. I put some rosemary. I put some sage in there, and then I just let them soak in that olive oil and those herbs, garlic too, for 2 days. And they were cold.
That's a long time to marinate.
Right, but it was just that olive oil solution, and I just put them in there, and they, you know, with the weather the way it was, they just stayed cold.
And when it's that cold, they don't really marinate quite as much.
Right.
You didn't have any vinegar in there.
No, nope.
So
nope.
You didn't
just
kill
oil.
Them. You'd have killed them.
Yeah, just oil. But anyway, but when I got home, you know, I pull them out and you kind of wipe that layer of, because they're still cold, wipe that layer of oil
off
there.
Oh, it's like lard.
Right. And then I set them on a baking rack and let them warm up to temperature and it dripped off and they grilled up great. But anyway, coming up next, if you're like Bob and I, you've got a lot of turkey leftovers and we're going to dive into several ways where you can put those to good use. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Howdy, it's Barbecue Bob from the Grilling Guys. We're working hard on Operation GI Barbecue, which is an effort to send a plane load of barbecue to our troops. Right now, go to GIBBQ.com, look at the Sapphire Ceramic Grill on auction. You can bid on this $2,000 ceramic grill package at RepoCast.com. That's S-A-F-F-I-R-E at RepoCast. So remember our troops at GIBBQ.com.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, and our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120 where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Digestion music right there. I should have had that on Thursday afternoon after Turkey Day, because that easy listening would have put me in that nap mode just about 30 seconds sooner than I did anyway. you're listening to Grilling Guys. I'm Joppy's Barbecue Bob. What's sleeping over there, man?
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. Hey, don't forget to check out our website, because when we talk about recipes like we're about to do, you'll generally find them posted that next week, and very often photos, tips, and all sorts of things. There's a menu bar at the top. You just punch in the word if you don't find it, and it'll pop up. Like, I've had a bunch of people emailing me on jerky because they're shooting deer.
Right.
We've got some good jerky recipes. Always room for more, but you find some that you really like, and you just kind of use them. Turkey quesadillas on the grill. What are you thinking?
Well, you know what? There's a lot of different things that we're going to be doing with turkey here, and that makes it into a kind of a portable little pick it up, eat it like a sandwich, but it's not a sandwich.
And it doesn't taste like Thanksgiving.
Right, and it doesn't taste like Thanksgiving. But so we're using I like flour tortillas rather than corn, but we'll use a flour tortilla, maybe put a little oil on it, and then take and put your fixings on top of that thing. And obviously we're going to use turkey. If you had some leftover stuffing, that'd be kind of good. Depends on – I would stay away from gravy on that. It's just going to be sloppy and kind of hard to hang on to. But obviously some cheese that would go on top of that, and then slap another tortilla on the top. I'm just trying to think. Even maybe some green bean casserole that was left over, a little bit of that on there too. It's just kind of this warm, and then the cheese is going to hold it all together. And it's this once, and then we're going to take that, and I'm going to cook that on lower heat on the grill so that I can get it heated through rather than high heat where it's going to burn that quesadilla up. So
that sounds a bit like a charlotte quesadilla.
Chartucky to you. Yeah.
I, on quesadillas, what I like to do is get the very big, and I agree, flour.
Right.
Flour tortilla. If you're doing it on the grill, the side you're putting on the grill, you're going to want to oil it. And I'll get one big one, and then I'll put my fixings on it. I'm going to probably put cheese on it first, and then my turkey. And with turkey, what I don't want to taste is Thanksgiving.
Right.
So instead of putting stuffing, because by then I'm sick of it. I'm weird with turkey. I can get filled up with it really quick. I'm not big on it. And I come by it honestly. My dad was the same way, drove my mom nuts. But I'm going to probably take there's a product called KNORR, Nor, and they make bouillon and all this. They sell these bouillon in a bottle. It's powdered. One of the best ones they have is tomato bouillon.
Okay.
And it's wonderful if you're trying to go with a Spanish or Mexican or South American profile to get a little bit of tomato on something, because it also has a little chicken bouillon in it. So it gives you a really cool profile. And then
you're going to use that as a powdered seasoning on there?
Yeah. Well,
okay, you're not mixing it. Bouillon's usually mixed with water or something.
No, you don't have to. This is powdered.
Yep.
So what I'm going to probably do is I'm going to dice up some onions. I'm going to chop up some turkey, whatever's left over, the junk that looks ugly, chop it up, saute some onions, and then throw that turkey in there and then sprinkle that over there and probably put a little bit of my favorite Mexican spice. It's T-A-J-I-N, tajine. And that is just this wonderful blend of peppers that turns anything into Mexican. It's great. You could put it on a pasty. Just kidding.
As well as some ketchup.
Mexican pasty. Yeah. So I'm going to probably do that. But I like using one tortilla shell because I've tried it the way you do it. And I always spill everything when I'm trying to flip it. So if I get one big one, I'll just fold it over. And if I put the cheese on first, it tends to be
glue.
The glue.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that kind of gets me done that way. So I'm going to do a little turkey, onion, probably some green pepper, and those spices. And then I'm going to have some lettuce and tomato chopped up and some sour cream and salsa, and I'm gonna whip that baby out. It's gonna be great. My mouth's watering right now. I'm so stinking hungry.
Yeah, I kind of am too all of a sudden. But
if you only get a smoothie for breakfast, which is all I get now.
Yeah.
It
and a nod for lunch.
Yeah. Yeah.
That looks like lunch. That's not my lunch, but that looks like lunch.
Sawdust.
Yeah.
Oh, with almond milk.
Yeah. I think I'm just going to eat like I like to eat. And if I go a couple years earlier, I had a great run till I hit the end, you know? I don't know.
I was running out of clothing.
Right? Yeah. Well, they make more of that at the store, Bob.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not that wealthy like you.
Right.
Turkey enchiladas, same deal. Now I'm going to a corn shell, and I'm going to probably do the same thing with the meat. I'm going to take that turkey and prep it with some onion and a little bit of the tomato noir and the – or nor. I'm turned into wine. And the tajin. And I'm going to get that meat ready in advance, and I'm going to get all my corn shells ready. I'm going to probably nuke those for 25 seconds or so, a little stack of them.
Soften
under
them
a
up a little bit.
Towel, just to warm them up enough. And then I'm going to put that meat on them and roll them up and put them in a pan and just a can of enchilada sauce. And then the Mexican blend Kraft cheese over the top. Throw it on the grill for 15 minutes.
Right.
Direct or indirect, I don't care. Medium heat. And then finish it off. I'm going to have some chopped up cilantro when I'm done and some tomatoes. I'm going to make that baby picture perfect.
Because it's all cooked already.
Oh.
I mean, everything that's in that dish is cooked. You just want to heat it up to make it just ready to eat, right?
Yep,
when you get going.
So that's a great way to get rid of leftovers. Now, some people get a lot of leftover stuffing.
Right.
And you can get tired of that too.
Right.
So one thing you can do with that is put it in a big mixing bowl and throw some Parmesan cheese in it and just a little bit of mozzarella. Again, you need some grip.
This is all pre-diet food for you.
Some glue. Yeah, I'm talking about everybody else, not me.
Right.
I'm preaching now.
Listen to me here now.
This is what you should do, not me. And then get your wife's muffin pans out.
Easy.
Mm-hmm. And spray them with some Pam.
Okay, easy.
Yep. Get your mind out of the gutter. Spray them with Pam, and then take that stuffing mixture and throw it in the muffin pan and kind of heap it over top a little bit. Throw it on the grill or in the oven, whatever you want, about 350 for about 20 minutes, and crisp those babies up. And then just pull them off and let them cool, and you'll have this fantastic reused stuffing, especially like if you get a ton of it. It's just a great way to make it
So
it's attractive.
That's
again.
A stuffing muffin.
Yeah.
That sounds tasty. That sounds tasty because it's crisp, right?
It is.
On the outside.
It is. Finger food.
Right. Yep. Once again.
Bring it to your last deer camp.
Right.
The good and the blind.
As a grilling guy, the more opportunity I have to eat with my hands, the better I am at making sure that things that come off my grill and my smoker are ready to go.
But, yeah. And that's, you know, some of these things are things you can package up and bring to your final deer camp, because we got 1 week left, and if you haven't bagged one like me, you're going to go back and you're going to, if nothing else, there's plenty of doe permits available.
Right. Well, and we've got the extended season because now they're going to let you use your shotgun where you could use your muzzleloader, or your rifle where you could use your muzzleloader in that sentence or that season that's been extended. So we're still got a couple weeks to go, but that's cool. Coming up next, we might dive into a little bit of something on the healthier side. I see Bob wants to talk a little bit about a turkey salad with some fruit. Now we're talking dietary, and I can see that he's nodding his head and his eyes are starting to twinkle a little bit. So here we go, turkey salad. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com.
Hi, this is Sal Cipriano, CEO of Better Made Snack Foods. Ever wonder why our Better Made potato chips taste so good? They're made with homegrown potatoes from West Michigan farms. So when you're driving to the beach, a festival, or a ballpark, and you pass by those farms, think of Better Made potato chips. Better yet, stop by your favorite grocer or convenience store and pick up a bag for the trip. For nearly 90 years, Better Made Snack Foods are better made.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
We live it, we love it, Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim since 59. Top of our game, we stand behind our name. We live it, we love it, Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. If you're just tuning in, we're talking a little bit about tasty turkey leftovers and what you might be able to do with that, because everybody, I know I cooked a 20-pounder and for four of us, and you get a lot of it left over. It freezes pretty good if you vac seal it, but it's better just to spend the long weekend eating turkey, right? And I want to talk, we're going to talk a little bit about some turkey salad with some fruit. But before we get into that, I want to talk about the brine that I used on the turkey, because I used a citrus profile, and I was pretty pleased with the way it turned out.
How'd you do it?
And, well, I had a 20-pound turkey, and I had my big boiling pot that, like, you'd...
Why such a big turkey for
Well,
two
it's just
of you?
What we bought.
You
know, yeah, I guess. I don't know. It was there, and we did it. Plus, we liked the leftovers.
Oh.
And we use it later, as we're talking about. But... the brine, I used a cup of coarse kosher salt. I used,
easy for you to say.
And I used 2 cups of brown sugar, and then I used 1.5 gallons of warm water, heated it to dissolve the sugar, and then I put, when I got done cooking it, I put 0.5 gallons of orange juice in the brine, give me a little bit of acidity, but it also gave me that orange profile. Submerged the turkey in that for about 30 hours is what it ended
up
doing.
How did you cool down the brine?
I set it outside in the garage. I made it the night before.
Okay.
And then it was in a big pot.
That's a big deal.
Yes, it is.
Because the danger zone on fowl is very, very wicked.
And, right.
Salmonella is common this time of year.
Right. Yeah. Third baseman. I thought he was done.
If you see pink on your breast meat, you run.
Yeah.
Do not eat it.
Right. But the point is that I put the orange juice in after it had cooled. Just dumped it in at the end and then submerged the turkey in it, left it in there. I did it in the morning before I went to work, and I picked it up after work. So I was in maybe like 35 hours, 30, whatever. Drained it, smoked it. Wonderful. Turned out. I was really pleased. I was just trying something, right?
You were spot on. And, you know, some people would tell you that's a bit of a Latin or Mexican, South American way to do it, because they're very big with throwing orange juice, lemon juice, things like that on their marinades. That brine will actually work for pork butts. I've done it. It's fantastic. And it'll give you a whole different profile on a pork butt. So I can see how that really woke up a turkey.
Yep. And it was good. I mean, first time I'd ever done it, it was one of those things. It's like, I'm boring old turkey. What can I do to this? And I actually had some of those little clementine oranges that I was eating while I was thinking about this. And I'm like, let me see if I can do an orange profile. So It was an experiment, but it turned out.
Started squeezing them.
Right, yeah.
Well, Maggie's fiance, Christian, had some turkeys. So they were jumping new truck and clawing the hood. It's a big Ford one ton, you know, brand new truck. And that was really ticking them off. So the Tom is in my freezer. Well, was in my freezer for the last couple months.
Right.
And I'd have to say it was pretty tasty. It was only, I'm going to say about 14 pounds, but we only had about, I'm saying, 7 of us for dinner this year.
Right.
Which is low for us. But one of the things I love, years ago, I used to go to Arby's and get these chicken salad wraps.
Okay.
And it's so simple. I finally... Well, in the drive-thru, because I was starting to get them like every day. I just loved them. So I'm in the drive-thru, and I asked the girl, I said, how do you make this stuff? And she goes, just a second. And this kid comes out from the back, probably the guy cooking it. And I said, how do you make these things? He goes, oh, it's really simple. We just take some chopped up chicken breast. In this case, I'm saying turkey breast.
Right.
So you cube it so that you can get it in a wrap or on a salad or whatever. And you dice up some celery.
Yep.
You dice up some pecans.
Oh, nutty.
And
probably some sweet onion, maybe?
Nope. And you cut red grapes in half, and then you dice up an apple.
Oh.
And you mix it all together, and you add Hellman's Real Mayonnaise.
Yeah, that's not
and
on the diet,
Bob.
And
you mix it together. It's just eggs and oil. Mayonnaise isn't so bad. Yeah, eggs and oil, and my goodness. It is just a fantastic combination. The apple, the grapes, the pecans, or walnuts. I've gone either way depending on what's in the kitchen, right? And then that meat. And you put it on a wrap or you put it on top of a bed of greens. That is a great way to get rid of the Thanksgiving taste of turkey.
Yeah, and the fruit was the grape in there?
Yep. Grape and apple.
Apple, yeah.
Right. Any kind of apple works too. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's just a wonderful, just like putting apple in your salad. You know, it's kind of a neat surprise when you're poking through all the,
right.
You get sick of celery after a while.
Right.
Yeah. I'm really sick of celery right now.
Yeah, that's a zero calorie item on Bob's diet, so he's been eating about a ton of it a day. But anyway, that's kind of fun. Let me take it a little more decadent with the turkey pot pie, because you can find pot pie recipes everywhere on the internet. I'm not going to kill you with 3 cups of this and 2 cups of that. But again, the diced turkey, and again, doesn't matter, dark meat, light meat, mix it in, do whatever you want. But the one we found on the internet, and I granted I haven't made this yet, full disclosure, But the reason that it attracted me is that there is some Italian seasoning in it, and quite a little bit of it, which is going to give it a little bit different profile, I think, than otherwise when I would use maybe just salt and pepper. I'm going to pick up, I think, a little more garlic and maybe some oregano in there and things of that nature, onion powder. All of those things are in there. But what do you use for the wet ingredient in your pot pie, Bob? Because that
I don't make pot pie.
You don't make them?
No.
Okay, well, you kind of bring it all together, and it's a chicken broth milk kind of thing that usually does it.
Which sounds disgusting.
But until it all comes together, right? You mix it up and you work it all together. And again, maybe like a stronger cheese profile, just a little bit mixed in to give it a little bit of an edge, kind of going that Italian route. Again, and some kind of Romano, Pecorino Romano or something like that that you'd put in there and mix with it. And it's just going to get – I just feel it on the back of my palate. You know, you just got that little edge on there. Not
a little Parmesan
yeah,
work.
Right. Not spicy, yep. But just a little flavor.
Yeah.
But, you know, you put that in a pie crust, cover it with another pie crust, and bake it 425, half hour, 40 minutes till that crust is done, and bam, you got a pot pie. You can find these recipes all over the internet, but that one just sounded really good to me, and I know that it'll be coming up because the easy turkey stuff, we're starting to get tired of it already. And then you're thinking about a little more recipes
right,
that you can
right.
put
and,
together.
And I think a lot of women in particular, because they're good pie makers more often than us guys. I mean,
right.
I've never made a pie in my life.
Right.
My wife's a great baker.
Yes, she is. I've
benefited
from
that. So that's her skill. Yep. Well, I got a funny story for you. So I don't want to harp on, you know, starvation because I'm far from starving, but I'm really hungry right now. So anyway... I'm like 61 years old, and I haven't been on a diet in 60 years.
Right. Oh, now we've heard these before, so I'm not going to let you off like that.
Okay.
But anyway,
it's been quite a while since I've really tried to have any kind of discipline in my eating. Let's put it that way.
Direct connection between your right arm and your mouth.
Right,
every time it bends, the other one opens. Right.
Yeah. So. Long and the short of it is I go up to deer camp, and I'm 2 weeks into this thing, and your body functions change, right? You know where I'm headed? Because we have an outhouse there, and it just wasn't nearly as necessary as it used to be when I had tons of bulk running through the system. And that cold seed at 5 in the morning is really tough.
Well, that's your wake-up call. Yeah.
So it wasn't opening morning. It was the day before opener. I'm going bow hunting, and I still got bibs and all this stuff on. And I go out there and try and push the issue a little bit. And I get up in my tree stand, and my stomach starts churning.
Sure does.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh, again? Well, the night before, I had gone to the Raven something in Big Rapids, and I had only 2 tacos. But all of a sudden, my system's going, wow, real bulk. And my guts are churning like crazy. I got to strip down in my stand because I got bibs on. And I don't want all this stuff in the snow. So I'm taking my coat and all this stuff off, and scurrying down the steps. And I hate having to do that from my tree stand. Let's say it that way.
You've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Bodily Function channel. And coming up next, we're going to have a little bit of some chili and some nachos. This will make your turkey gobble. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has 2 locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now.
So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes, along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior, can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
We're fighting it. We're going to do the holiday music. We'll start next week on the Grilling Guys. Right now, you've got the easy listening post-Thanksgiving version of the Grilling Guys. I'm Joppin. He's Barbecue Bob.
Cool Breeze. Produced by Brian Fongers, who's rediscovering his jazz roots, apparently.
Apparently.
Yeah. His new girlfriend's working out pretty good, huh, Brian?
Yeah.
Yeah, look smooth at that and easy. Grin. Yeah. Look at that grin. We're going to make up a new man law. Got to figure that one out. So this is something I've done a couple times here before over the years, but when I was a young dad and we were both working, you'd rush home at, depending on what kind of day it was, 4 or 5 o'clock, and the kids are clamoring for food. We had five of them, always hungry. And so you try and learn how to make things quick, and you perfect things after a while. And one of the things I perfected was white chili. Mm-hmm. And I had a system down that made it just really quick. But so this is a good use for your turkey.
Absolutely.
So you get the white northern beans in a jar. There's a
Great Northern
one,
beans.
One
yeah,
big
white beans. Yep.
One big brand. It's Great Northern, and there's a Navy. There's a bunch of them you can use, but find the bean you like. Pinto works actually too. So you get a big jar of that, and a medium sized jar of salsa, and then a pound of Monterey Jack shredded. So you saute some onions. You cube up your leftover turkey. You throw it in on top of the onions as they're sautéing. And then in the meantime, you take the beans, you dump them in a big pot. You put a jar of salsa in, then fill that jar of salsa with water and put that in again. It rinses the salsa out, plus it adds some hydration.
Right.
And get that warmed up and simmering, and then throw your turkey in there. And when that gets mixed together nicely, shut it off and dump in this pound of shredded Monterey Jack. And you're done. Just stir it in a little bit, put a lid on it, and park it for about 10 minutes. If you want to put some cumin and garlic and whatever seasonings you like for chili on top of cilantro of your turkey while you're sautéing it, that's cool. Or as you finish it, that's cool.
Right.
But if you just do it this way, if you have a good, and I really like Chi-Chi's salsa, you put in a good jar of medium Chi-Chi's salsa.
God, I haven't heard of that company.
Oh,
in years.
That's all they make is chips and salsa now.
Yeah.
The restaurants, I think, are all gone, but their salsa is really good.
Right. And there you go. Depending on what your family likes, you can go with the mild, the medium, the hot, or whatever you want to do to make it your profile.
Yeah,
but
right.
Super simple, easy, quick.
It is. And it's
meal.
A good use for turkey. And
right.
Again, you know, at our house anyway, most of us like the white meat.
Right.
So what you end up with is some unattractive dark meat that's like,
well, it's not as easy to carve, that's all.
It's, well, plus I just love turkey breast meat. It's
right.
Just a fact. But so we usually end up with, you know, whatever, some thighs or some drumsticks or something you're trying to get rid of. Well, this is great because you chop it up, strip any junk from it, and you saute it a little bit with some good seasonings, and all of a sudden you got a decent protein again.
Right.
And that's a pretty healthy snack or a meal because the beans are protein. I mean, the cheese is fat, but a good fat, and the turkey's protein.
Yeah. Okay. Spoken from a guy who's on a diet and probably didn't eat any of that or can't now.
No,
right?
Although, when I was at deer camp, I violated for 5 days.
You violated
and
what?
I made a giant pot of chili, and I brought up a giant pot of stew.
Right. Well, that was only you know, a weekend ago, Bob. So that might be why you're having challenges on this diet. I mean, you had the 5-day violation.
I leveled off, yeah, for 5 days. I didn't lose a pound. I think I came back 2 pounds heavier. So
could be.
So I had to fight it. So now I'm really, really, really pushing.
Yeah. So I've been over at your place before where we've been sitting around enjoying ourselves, and midnight rolls around, and you get, and this is probably, again, pre-diet. We're talking all this stuff pre-diet because the diet's only about 3 weeks old for you. But
we'll be doing them tonight.
Right. It's nacho time.
Yeah.
And this is a family tradition with you.
Yes.
This is just not a hey, I'm kind of got the munchies, but this happens on a regular basis.
Every time we're
together. So far be it from me to talk about that. Tell us what you do when that happens.
Well, the kids usually come in or approach me and say, it's like 10, 11, 12 o'clock, whatever time it is, and everybody wants
Your kids are grown now, right?
They want to graze again, yeah. And they'll go, Dad, midnight nachos. I can't say no.
Right.
Because I'm flattered that they love them.
Sure.
And
they're good.
I kind of go after it big time, but it's anybody who makes nachos has their own methods,
sure.
Right? We kind of like, you know, the lighter chips for that. There's one brand I can't really think of, On the Border might be. And but
not a big heavy corn chip, but
yeah,
a little
the
bit
El Sombrero
lighter,
or whatever the L something that's a big brand here. We use those too. Whatever chips you've got, Doritos chips, you're gonna throw them on a big cookie sheet. I again, am gonna probably spray that cookie sheet with a little light coating of some EVO or some Pam or something, and then I'm gonna lay it out nicely with chips, and I'm gonna lay down a layer of the blended Mexican shredded Kraft. I keep a 4-pound bag in the fridge
sure.
all the time. And then again, I'm going to take my turkey and I'm going to cube it up into small bits. And I'm going to throw it I'm going to throw that turkey in a big bowl cubed up, and I'm going to again take that blend of spices I like, which is just my go-to. It's going to be the Knorr tomato bouillon powder and probably tahini, and I might throw a little bit of cayenne on the meat. I like that meat to get hot because my wife rejects the jalapenos when I try and put them on, so I
sure.
put those on half.
Yep.
But I'll get this meat spiced up a little bit. I'll probably get some black beans, drain them, rinse them, put them in a bowl, and let them kind of drip and get those nice and clean, because what you don't want to do is throw water on this thing.
Right.
So I'm going to throw the turkey, a little bit of cheese, beans, a little bit of cheese, and then I'm going to put my onions, green peppers, and tomatoes on there. And I'm going to throw that in the oven in a nice, beautiful pile
right.
at about 425 for about 15 minutes.
Right.
And
the top gets a little crusty.
Nice.
But
yeah.
but you got to have it that hot and that long to get it all the way through.
So it melts at the
Could
bottom.
Do this on a grill, too.
If you have a convection oven,
yep.
now you're making it.
Right.
That's perfect because you can do them in 10 minutes in a convection.
Right. It'll wheel the air around.
And you
there.
Can do them. I've done them on the grill.
Right.
I've done them actually on a pizza stone on a direct grill.
Mm-hmm.
You
got to
get the pizza stone hot, and you have to actually do it on a big pizza sheet of pizza pan, so you build them and then put that pan on the stone. That works really nicely
right.
too.
All of that is wonderful food that a man would eat. I think it's time for some man law.
Now you're a man, a man, man, man. Now you're a man, a manny, manny, man, a man, man, man. You are now a man, you're a man. Now you're a man.
Today's man laws absolutely nothing to do with pooping in the woods, Jeff. So just
thank
relax.
You. We know what we've covered that. Okay, literally and figuratively, we've covered that.
Man law is a good one for this time of year. Grilling, regardless of weather, is always the first choice of cooking.
Absolutely. Leave the mess outside. Leave the smell outside. Bring the food inside and eat it, or better yet, stand at the grill and eat it off a cutting board.
Just man up and go outside.
That's right. And if you're one of those listeners that chooses to put your grill away for the winter, you're making a mistake.
Oh, yeah.
If I saw you, I'd clip the corner off your man card.
You're missing out, buddy.
Right, it is, because it's a great time to stand out. Your beverage of choice might change. A little bit.
Yeah.
I might have a bourbon.
Or a hot toddy.
Or a hot toddy with me rather than a cold beer. But even then, I'm into the porters now. I'm into the thicker beers where it's quality, it's not quantity.
I almost bought you a couple of shipwreck porters. I thought that'd be great this morning.
Yeah.
Doesn't go with the diet.
No.
So I got a Facebook.
We got to get you by this diet.
I got a Facebook complaint, actually.
Uh-oh.
Some guy laid me out for harping on guys that shoot little bucks.
Oh.
And he said he disagrees with the QDM and all this stuff. He says, my science is all wrong. There's no proof that, you know, shooting too many. Well, I'm sorry you disagree, but we have a huge buck to doe disparity in Michigan.
Right.
And the little bucks get to breed too much. And it should be the superior bucks fighting each other for that girl.
Right.
And it's not. It's just like any buck can get laid now.
Right.
It's not the way it's supposed to be.
That's the way it's supposed to be. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to bring this poop show to the station.
I hate
to say this, but
no,
stick with us.
It.
We'll be back.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Feel the love. I think Brian's in love, man. Our producer has been throwing down the easy listening on the Grilling Guys today. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this show because we covered more than I wanted to today, but we
covered the ground with it, really.
Right, right.
Yeah, so sweet potato breakfast hash. I found this online.
Okay.
How's it sound to you?
Really good.
I'm really digging sweet potatoes these days. They've made a huge...
Right, and then that's not a yam. There's a difference between a sweet potato and a yam. Yes, there is.
A yam.
Yep, and I am not a fan of a yam, but I like the sweet potatoes. You know, but
what's
again,
the difference?
They're both vegetables. I mean, what's the difference between an apple and an orange, right? They're both fruits.
No,
yam and a sweet potato are different.
Are you sure?
I am. Why would they have two names if it weren't different? Come on now.
Huh.
Yeah. I'm not a yam expert. But I'm not a sweet potato expert either, but I do
You don't
know
want to yammer on about it either.
I think I already have way too long.
So sweet potato breakfast hash, I would say you could do this with mashed potatoes.
Ugh.
I would say you could do this with cubed potatoes.
Cubed, I'm with you,
you
not
wouldn't
mashed.
Have to have a sweet potato. But onions, a couple cups of diced cooked turkey, which everybody
there we
has,
are, yep.
Some rosemary and paprika.
I don't know.
You saute this stuff up, the onions, the potatoes, you crisp it up, you throw your turkey on at the last minute, and then you put a layer of whatever your favorite cheese is. Is this called for cheese?
No, you just called for cheese on it, though.
I put cheese on everything.
Right.
And then you put some scallions or some onions or green peppers, whatever you like, parsley on top. And here's the cool thing. When you get that nice and hot, you crack about 6 or 8 eggs. You put it on top. You shut it off, and you put a lid on it.
Okay. And those,
leave it on for a minute or two maybe.
Yeah.
But the eggs are going to look sunny side up. Have you ever had eggs in purgatory?
Well,
we
talked about that. We had your daughter on that a couple weeks ago.
It's a cool breakfast when you serve something out like that, and you've got a bunch of eggs in this dish kind of staring at you sunny side up.
Right.
It's a great look.
You can kind of,
and you're a big one on presentation.
Right. Cordon off a piece of it. right, and pull it onto your plate.
Yeah.
And I would just make sure is that you're in a cast iron skillet
when you're
cooking
be.
That. Yeah. If the potatoes are raw, you're going to have to cook those a little bit longer.
Typically, it's for leftovers. So yeah. I'm thinking you could probably scoop out some hash browns and fry them up. I mean, some mashed potatoes. They're probably going to dissolve.
Yeah, I'm thinking you've not made this hash because
no,
all the
I
good
haven't.
Hash I've
no,
ever
I
had has a diced potato. It has a diced potato, and if it's sweet potato or regular, but it's diced, it's got some substance to it. Right. And
well, then, OK, do it this way. If you have to use and you're trying to get rid of your leftovers, do saute up all your stuff, pull it out of the pan, oil up the bottom of it, throw some mashed potatoes in the bottom, crisp it up, high heat, fry the bottom of that with the mashed potatoes on, then start layering your stuff right. on it. Then close the lid, get that nice and hot, throw a couple eggs on there, all your eggs. Close the lid, shut it off.
Yep.
Now your potatoes are going to be real crispy on
right.
the bottom, and you're going to dry them up a bunch.
Kind of like a potato pancake almost.
You could do, I'm thinking of like a hobo pie, or not a hobo pie, but a
shepherd's pie?
Yeah,
kind of
something
thing. Upside
like
down.
That, which I love.
Right.
Yep. I love potatoes
an
with
down
meat
down
on top.
Pie.
It's like a pasty without the crust.
Hey, you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Bob, you got...
I do. I just want to entice everybody to go to our Facebook page / The Grilling Guys and give us a like if you haven't. Make sure and comment, even if you want to complain about my buck-to-dough ratio. But that's cool. We love everybody that listens, and we need you out there. You can hit me on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy.
We'll talk with you next week.